Meanwhile, on the phone with us, James Holman, Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Morning, Mr. Holman. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing well, Vic.
Where are you this morning?
Here in Midland. Kind of
overcast. Yeah, it's overcast here in Travers. We're supposed to get sun today and at least a high of 50, but right at the moment, not looking so good. Mr. Holman is the Assistant Director for Fiscal Policy. Today, let's focus a little bit on public school employee pensions and your call for reform. Kind of explain your position on this.
Well, a couple of years back, I did this calculation that looked at the value of government employee benefits compared to the private sector, and I found there was this huge disparity. I mean, if you brought those in line, it would save taxpayers $5.7 billion. I mean, a huge chunk of change in the state finances, enough to get rid of the business tax, enough to fund the roads and do a lot of things that the state government needs to do. But when I started digging in on that, I found the biggest portion of this comes from retirement benefits, in particular the ones offered to school employees, which is through the state government managed fund. And there are some really large problems with this. It's like a chemical spill. Last year the state developed an additional $5.6 billion unfunded liability for this system, so we're at a total of $17.6 billion, and we're not expected to pay this off for another generation. So we've got to find ways to contain this problem. So I looked at it, and I tried to the state convert over to a defined contribution program. So that way the state will start eventually to offer benefits that are in line with private sector averages that serve the needs of taxpayers, school employees, and school districts themselves.
When you talk about unfunded liabilities, kind of explain that. What are you talking about?
Yeah, normally a defined benefit pension program isn't a problem as long as your assumptions about what you need to save today to pay for benefits earned tomorrow are going to be. And so you've got to assume how long people are going to live, how much your investments are going to grow. Well, your investment growth rarely matches your assumptions. I mean, nothing goes in at 8% every single year. And so all this money that the state has saved up wound up, especially after the Great Recession, even though the state's had unfunded liabilities for the last decade in this program. So its savings are not necessary to are insufficient right now to pay for all the benefits that employees have earned. That means that they've got to make it up somehow, and they do that by charging school districts, and ultimately it's taxpayers that have to pay these things.
But if you redo this, or you end it, or you change it, the unions are going to scream, and some folks here in the state will break out the mantra of this is just another example of the war on the middle class and how conservatives are mean, nasty, rotten human beings.
Well, I mean, ultimately, it's in the school employees' best interest right now to convert over to this defined contribution program. I mean, you can look at what the state's been doing this past decade of trying to squirm out from these contributions. They're not making the necessary payments. They're developing these unfunded liabilities. And while they may be constitutional obligations, when push comes to shove, the state may decide not to actually pay the pension benefits earned for retirees. It's happening in Rhode Island right now where they've not funded their pensions appropriately, and the state's looking at rescinding the cost of living adjustment, or the state's already rescinded the cost of living adjustments that they had promised retirees. Now, unless you can trust politicians to make clean on this one, it's much better to do a defined contribution program where employees have a direct recourse to the taxpayer if the state doesn't meet its obligations. And in fact, the state already operates a DC plan for its state employees, and it's always made good on its promises in that system, unlike what it's done in the pension system. So, yeah, unions do cry about this, but I don't think they're right to, because their people are going to be protected to a greater extent in a defined contribution plan.
James Holman on the phone with us, Assistant Director of Fiscal Policy for the Mackinac Center of Public Policy. What would happen? And this may be a bit of a silly question because I think I have an idea on the answer, but What would happen if there was no reform and we just continued down this path?
Well, right now we're expected to public employee contributions for MIPSers are approaching 30% of payroll. The private sector is about 5 to 7%. So there's a huge disparity. Taxpayers are going to continue pumping billions upon billions into the system, and if something else goes wrong, the state may look to negate the promises that it's made to retirees. So this is a dangerous system for taxpayers. It's already expensive, it really needs reform.
MIPSERS, an acronym for the Michigan Public School Employees Retirement System. One of the arguments against reform is that the so-called transition costs would be way too high. Talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, I mean, if you talk to any legislator on this issue, it's like, yeah, we'd like to do a defined contribution reform, but it's going to cost taxpayers up to $750 million to do this. Well, that's I dug into that argument and found that it just doesn't hold up. What they argue is a transition cost is really kind of payments to catch up on their unfunded liabilities, but they're not required to do so. You can legislate around it if you want to. So there are no transition costs unless you want them. In fact, I developed five different solutions on how to, or actually four solutions on how to get around those alleged transition costs. But then again, these are catching up on unfunded liabilities. The state's all. I mean, sometimes it's a good idea to pay down your mortgage faster. And the state might want to consider that. I mean, do something like actually lower the tax burdens on the future generations instead of increasing them.
Now, who in the state at the moment, I'm talking about maybe either policymakers or lawmakers, who in the state do you think, to your way of thinking, gets it at the moment that we're headed down sort of a dangerous path?
Well, actually, a lot of people are kind of on this one, on the side, but the current reform proposals don't really fix the problems of the system. For instance, Senator Kahn just released a bill, 1040, which is going to increase contributions from school employees to pay for these pension benefits. That makes it less burdensome for taxpayers, but it's a huge benefit, and I don't think it's appropriate to just keep asking school employees to pay for it. It's better to actually fix the system for everyone. So there's going to be some votes on that. I'm not entirely sure who is really supportive of defined contribution reform. Senator Rick Jones introduce a bill to close the system, so I hope legislators pay more attention to that one.
What is your gut feeling, at least maybe, say, 3-4 years down the road, the direction this will head?
Well, this is not going to be the only bite of the apple the state gives. I mean, reforming pension benefits in bad times is something that happens every 2 years in Michigan now. I mean, we've been tweaking these programs but not fixing the problem forever. So I think it's about time that the state actually fixed the problems. And you can only do that with a defined contribution reform.
Now, talking about just the mere benefits of reform, obviously one is cost savings. You don't drive the state down a road where they won't be able to pay their bills. What is that the only one as far as benefits go to reform?
Well, no. I mean, there are all sorts of benefits, reasons why you should switch to this defined contribution reform system. Right now, what happens is the way that the state pays for these pension benefits, they say for every dollar you pay a school worker, whether it's a custodian, a substitute teacher, or a full-time teacher, you got to dump in a quarter to the pension system, right? Well, you don't get a pension unless you're there for a long time. And so you've got a lot of employees that are temporary that are essentially being milked to pay these benefits, and that's not fair to them. It also increases portability. So if you do work in a school district for 5-6 years and find a place elsewhere, you actually get to keep your retirement savings, unlike in a pension system. So there are all sorts of reasons why the state should consider defined contribution reform, even if there weren't large fiscal consequences from this change.
And so what you're saying is, if, for example, if there is a teacher, becomes a teacher, he's pretty young, say 24, 25, does teach for about 4 or 5 years, but then decides, you know, I just can't pay the bills, or this isn't working out for me, anything he's paid in, he doesn't get back at this point.
No, no. In fact, if he gets hired in right now, he's going to have to make huge contributions to the system. About up to 10% of his salary is going to go to fund this pension system directly, and then the school is also going to put in a lot of money. So a lot of money is being put in his name that he would never see. But in a defined contribution reform, that's his.
Now, President Bush, when he was president, was very big on privatizing Social Security, but that didn't fly very far. What makes you think that divine contribution system into a 401k would fly here in the state?
Because it's a good idea. I mean, the...
clearly is the fault in your logic there.
The defined contribution, late Social Security reform is that you do a lot more in Social Security than just pay for retirement benefits. It is more of a social safety net program. And, in fact, public employees in Michigan most of the time get Social Security benefits, too. So if they're already getting one type of annuitized retirement income, you probably don't need another. In fact, a lot of people, you should be building a nest egg, which can provide a lot more benefits to you in retirement than just having an income stream. So there are all sorts of issues, but it will come down to a fundamentally political view. But I really think school districts should get behind this defined contribution reform because. They're really pulling up the short end of the stick because the state's mandating this huge cost to pension benefits, and they can't do anything about it. But instead, they want to try and get more people in the system. They want all charter school employees to be part of it, all contractors to be part of this system. But that's not actually going to fix the problem.
James Holman on the phone with us, Mackinac Center for Public Policy. I have a note here in front of me that says, unfunded liabilities since fiscal 2000 have gone up 6,500%. That can't be right.
No, that is absolutely correct. In 2000, the state had a modest unfunded liability of $246 million. I mean, as far as pension funds are concerned, that is modest. But now it's $17.6 billion. It's a huge increase, and it's something that the state is going to take a generation to pay off. This is where the rubber's hitting the road on the fiscal environment, and the state really needs to get a control on it before it goes up even more. It's all going to be subject on how much investment returns the state gets, and that's a huge gamble for the taxpayer.
Yeah. Yeah, I know this sounds like a silly question, but is the bad economy the main driving force on how we got here, or how exactly did we get here a minute to go?
Yeah, there's all sorts of reasons why we got here. The bad economy is one, but that's not even the reason. The state assumes 8% in good times and in bad. The state has not gotten that 8%. It would be more conservative if the state wanted to rein that in. If they wanted to make sure that they're funding these things appropriately, they would have to do more. The other problem is that the state just hasn't made its contributions the way it expects. The actuaries do this, run the numbers, and say you need to put in $100 million to this system. Well, the state's only been putting in $90 million of that of what the actuaries are asking. So. That's another contributing factor, too. And, frankly, politicians have no interest in properly funding this system. It's expensive, and you can always kick the can down the road till you're not in office anymore and don't have to pay for it.
It can always be someone else's problem.
Exactly.
James Holman on the phone with us this morning, Assistant Director for Fiscal Policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, Mackinac.org. Thank you, sir. We appreciate your time this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Vic.
Have an enjoyable day there in Midland. All right, it's the Vic McCarty Show. We'll go to break. We'll come back. Dancing with the Stars expert Kristen St. Peter talks about the booting of Martina Navratilova.